I'm Jim.
And I'm Frank.
And I'm Jared.
And this is the JFJ Conspiracy Podcast, where the shop talk is rock. A special episode 127 Christmas and bonus Christmas episode. How about that?
Yeah.
I thought we'd throw a little something in. Probably won't see you guys till the new year. So I thought we'd do a little shortened episode. We're just going to have some Christmas music and we'll get on, get out, and go have some eggnog or something.
That's right. Woo-hoo.
Before we get started, I want to share something. Jeff and Tammy Root, some good friends of mine, gave me this book
Christmas,
75 Years of Fender.
Oh, that's
fantastic book. That's just full of pictures and the story of Fender and the history. What's such a great, great gift. Thank you so much for the early Christmas gift. Appreciate
it. Very nice.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll do a short episode here and then we'll get back to our regular programming close to New Year's, right after New Year's sometime.
Week after.
Okay. Anything going on that we need to talk to before we jump right into some festivities of music?
I don't think so.
Nope. Jerry, how you doing? Everything good?
Good. Hit Knott's Berry Farm yesterday. Got sunburned like a mofo. But I will tell you this, folks, on Conspiracy Land, you better get the yearly thingy.
Yeah.
So just a day visit from girlfriend and myself, about 300, 99 each. And it's all good. You got to go. I didn't do any prep. You got to go online. You got to get the freaking season pass, the season parking, the season drinks. But
it's the only way to do it.
A thingy of popcorn, guys. You know, the old cardboard popcorn thing.
Mm-hmm.
This tall.
Right.
$7 effing.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's fine. Hot dog, 18.
Oh, something. No.
They did have a live grill. They had a dude there doing it. And I'm like, thank you so much. Can I have a mustard packet? And some relish. Bun was a month old.
Right.
I think my point being is, guys, I'm looking at my face on this recording. I'm all freaking burnt. So I didn't wear your sunblock, folks. wear your sunblock.
At our age.
And it was fun. It was fun. But it was like I hadn't been to a park since I can remember. And you know. Anywho, that's where it's at. Good times. Went on some great rides. Oh, yeah. Get your season pass, though, folks, if you're going to go to any of these places. I'm assuming they're all the same. Oh, but, yeah, man. I got burnt.
Oh, so, man.
Had fun, though. Had fun. Yep.
Yeah, I think my days of riding the roller coasters are over. My neck goes out. My back goes out. There's always something.
I realized that on my first ride. I'm going, oh, shit.
I love those things,
too. You're not in your 20s, bro. No. You're not in your 20s.
and Knott's Berry Farm has never been known for smooth rides. They've always have the rickety, rough rides.
God, guys, I went on some stuff and I got off. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So.
They had one there where you would dangle down and fly around the track. And I was wearing Vans. And, went around a corner. My shoe went one way and we went the other.
Yeah.
And they had to stop the track when we got off so the kid could go find my shoe. And it's like, man, I never wear Vans to an amusement park. That's
slip-ons,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
Slip-ons. Yep.
But excellent, though. Knott's Berry Farm. I would go for Mrs. Knott's and the chicken. I would go for some jam.
Girlfriend went for the boysenberry syrup.
Oh, can't go without that. Love that.
Oh, no, that's you cannot. That stuff is the... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's always fun in the little ghost town thing where everything's off kilter.
And the train ride where the cowboys come in. Hands up!
Yeah.
I hadn't experienced that in probably 25 years.
That's great.
So I just tripped out.
Very good.
Anyway. Got
burned. All right. Well, Jerry, why don't you have some, take a little time and share some Christmas music with us, would you?
I will, Jim and Frank. I got a little Christmas ditty from Beowulf Kingsley from the epic poem Beowulf. The album is Good Rockin' Christmas. The tune is Good Rockin' Christmas. Short bio for Beowulf. Sorry, we can't go longer. Swamp funk, psychedelic rock, experimental electronica, and blues music is comfortably at the table with bossa nova, country, swing, mystical spaghetti western, and international folks. Wow. Beowulf Kingsley, beowulfkingsley.com for everything. Our Christmas show and Good Rockin' Christmas from Beowulf Kingsley. Thank you, Todd.
Everybody now listen up here. You know that this time only comes once a year. There's bells in the city and cool colored lights, and everybody's going off their diet tonight. We'll have a good rockin' Christmas. We'll have a good rockin' Christmas. We'll have a good rockin' Christmas this year. The kids are excited and they're gone on a glow. They're making snow angels all out in the snow. Good friends from afar, they've come into town. We'll have them all over and party on down. We'll have a good rockin' Christmas. We'll have a good rockin' Christmas. We'll have a good rockin' Christmas this year. So much fun, make time to remember for some time to come. And then later on we can make some romance. I've got mistletoe stuffed down in my pants. We'll have a good rockin' Christmas. We'll have a good rockin' Christmas. We'll have a good rockin' Christmas this year. We have a good rockin' Christmas. We'll have a good rockin' Christmas. We'll have a good rockin' Christmas this year.
We're gonna have a good rockin' Christmas this year. Jim, what do you think?
Very kind of Jerry Lee Lewis there. Some funny lyrics, a little bit of a send up, I guess. Vocals are way up in the mix there.
Yes. He is not afraid to put his vocals out there.
No. I
enjoyed that honky tonk guitar sound.
Yeah, it's fun and funny.
Yeah.
And that piano.
Everybody's going off their diet.
That's for sure. Exactly.
All right. What I've got for us tonight is when I was searching Christmas music, I saw the title and I said, this can't be what I think it is. And it was. The band is called The Christmas Miracles. It's basically a guy named Derek and Jamie. They are in a punk band called The Clockers out of Buffalo. They've made a couple Christmas albums and they do side projects and everything else. And they happen to be big Motley Crue fans.
Woo!
And they had a song called Christmas in Cheetah Twanga, I think that's how you say it. That actually was on the radio a few years back. If I've not pronounced that right, please let me know. But anyways, the song I'm going to play for you is called Toys, Toys, Toys. It's off the album.
The connection now.
There you go. Off the album Back Again. It's The Christmas Miracles. Toys, Toys, Toys.
Ho, 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 holy shit! It's the Christmas Miracles again.
Guess what, Derek? It's that time of the year again.
Oh, yeah, Charlie! Let's get back at it! Let's do this one for all the girls and the boys and all the little toys!
Okay, I guess so.
There's the Christmas miracles with toys, toys, toys. Derek was excited when I told him that we actually went to school with Vince Neil. And he says, oh, man, this is great. This is that was their send up on a Motley Crue classic. What'd you think, Jerry?
I can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
And the thing is, as good as their copy was of the original tune, the lyrical stuff, the lyrical content is exactly right. That's the hilarious hype and what was going on. And you know, I wanted the Ewok Village. Oh, I remember all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Jim, what'd you think?
They name dropped so many toys in there.
Yes.
The thing he said that made
and
me,
they were accurate. Like really,
the thing that made me really crack up was blowing in Nintendo games.
Yeah. We all did it.
Yeah.
Blowing them out, trying to get them worth. I don't know how that ended up being like the
universal
fix all for that. I don't know.
And
get the dust out. Yeah.
Here's my question. Does
Mick
Mars get a writing credit on that?
He should.
Better.
And we'll
got
see.
A new comb.
I don't know who wrote that lick, but
yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it was him.
Gosh. Funny. Yeah, I'm sure it was him. Yeah.
They don't sound like Motley Crue fans to me. I'm just saying.
Ah, they're huge Motley Crue fans.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
All right.
Gosh.
You can check them out on Bandcamp and check out their other Christmas music as well. Funny, funny guys. Love it. All right, Jim, what do you have? I'm sure you're taking a different take on things.
This is a little more garage rock.
All right.
So this is Bebe Gellini featuring her label mate, Cindy Lawson. This song's called "That's What Christmas Means to Me." So go ahead and drop the needle in the groove there, Frank.
All right, there's Bebe Gellini and her Flexi record, actually, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Although my copy's digital, so.
Oh, you're Flexi digital. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's featuring Cindy Lawson also. A lot of name dropping at the end there. Every Christmas song I could think of, she hit it all.
Well, there's a lot of happy memories in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sort of the inverse of your band, Frank. There's no ties and socks for Christmas.
No ties and socks. No, very, very catchy. I know I know Jerry, you're gonna love, you love that bass and
oh,
everything about that
love
song,
that
didn't
tune.
You?
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah. And the thing is, it's so punk, but it's not a punk vocal.
Smooth vocal, right?
It's, yeah. Oh, that was great. And yeah, that's what I love about this time of year, gentlemen. You know, you get these artists that are known for this, known for that, and then that was beautiful. All of that was beautiful. As soon as you hear the music, all right, got me a good punk song. Then the vocals are like really smooth.
Yeah.
And I can understand everything.
But so, besides the lyrics being Christmassy.
Yeah.
You had the bells at the end and the, mm-hmm, the reindeer type sound. And
I love the lead. I love that lead vocal. Yeah.
Yeah. Just great. That is a non-traditional Christmas type song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Just checks all the boxes.
Yep.
Enjoyed that quite a bit.
That was very good. Yes.
All right. Well, it was three different types of tunes for Christmas by far.
Yeah.
Nothing traditional as far as what we presented is bands go. And I like that. Yeah. A little treat for Christmas.
It's that time of the year, gentlemen.
Yep. And I have a question for you two and mm-hmm, for all our listeners. Let's think about what band or artist that maybe is no longer around or no longer performing, would you like to magically travel back in time to see in concert? And can be a band, an artist, doesn't matter. Jim, let's start with you.
Well, it's interesting. I just saw this question online today.
Oh.
And actually in kind of two forms. So like if you could resurrect one band, right, who would it be? And my go-to is Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Never got to see them. But God, what an experience it'd be if you could see them in their prime. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be the thing. Now, the other question was if you could pull back an artist, right, so that they could have the opportunity to make more music, who would it be? So not necessarily live, but somebody who could come back and that answer for me would be Randy Rhoads.
Yes.
Because I don't think he ever.
No, he was just beginning.
Yeah.
Just beginning. Right. And it got cut off. Right. And so like you think,
excuse me,
you know, would it be great to have Eddie Van Halen back? Sure. But I think Ed lived a fairly decent life and he had a lot,
yep,
of musical output. Right. I don't, mm-hmm, think he,
yeah.
And he put out as much music as he wanted to put out.
Right.
Right. I don't think Randy ever got that opportunity. So
right,
he would be the guy I would bring back to give the opportunity to make more music.
Okay. Jerry, what about you?
The question is what band you'd like to see, yeah, live that you never saw. That's funny. The last two or three days, I don't know if they hear us speaking on iPhone, whatever stuff pops up. But I truly regret, and they toured, I truly regret never seeing April Wine.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Just, you know, Frank posed the questions to us folks on Conspiracy Land, and I was thinking, you know what? April Wine came through here.
Mm-hmm.
Never went and saw him.
All right.
And I think Miles... I can't think of the singer's name. Miles.
Goodwin.
Thank you. I think I just saw some post recently where that he's done. You know, he was just touring on his own or whatever. Wow. But yeah, back in the day, 81, 82, April Wine.
Yeah, that was a good time for them.
Good.
Yes, yeah, it was, Jaime. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you,
Frank?
Well, yeah. I'm with Jim. I would have loved to have seen Zeppelin live.
Of course, yeah.
You know, that was just before my concert going time.
Yeah, we were kids.
John Bonham passed away when I was able to go.
Yeah, that was the sad thing.
That ruined it for all of us.
Sure did.
Wasn't pleasant for him either.
No. No, waking up dead is not pleasant. No.
And a band as far, or an artist who I wish could come make more music, and another one that passed away, it would be Jim Croce.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give you that. I like that one.
There's plenty of live stuff of him, but it's, he only put out a few albums.
Not a lot. Studio. Yeah.
And he was one, I think he was so talented, and I think he had a whole lot more to offer also.
You know, interestingly, I think I read somewhere that like he was essentially done touring.
Yeah.
Because he had a wife and a new kid at home, and he didn't want to be on the road anymore.
Right.
Right. I don't know if he was going to stop, you know, putting out records, but
I doubt it.
He didn't want to be away from his family. He was just like, I'm done doing that.
His son is touring. His son is doing stuff. Croce on Croce.
Yeah. Oh, no joke.
Yeah. Seriously.
He's put out some of his dad's demos and cassettes and things that he did around the house. It's like anything else, rough as far as the audio quality, but it's still, it's a treasure still to hear him sing, because he had a magical voice.
Oh yeah. I had that Leroy Brown on a 45.
Yeah.
Can't think of the flip side, but I played that thing all the time.
Oof. Yep.
Leroy Brown.
He's a guy that when he was on, like, hard to beat as a songwriter.
Yeah.
Operator, still one of my all-time
favorite songs. Beautiful, Jaime. Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, there's
a name. I mean, they're simple. just simple. Kind of them.
I liked his upbeat stuff. Speedball Trucker and Roller Derby Queen and you know, all those. The Simple Man. I just, so many fantastic songs.
I forgot about Jaime. Operator's the beautiful song.
Yeah. But anyways, okay. Well, there we go. Yep. All right. Well, I hope you guys have a most spectacular Christmas and New Year's.
You too, sir.
Absolutely.
You too, gentlemen. Yep.
And
folks on Conspiracy Land, thank you so much for hanging with us. This is our fifth or sixth Christmas together. Thank you. It's incredible. And we love you very much. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. But yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you, gentlemen. Yep. Everybody out in Conspiracy Land, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
I don't have anything, and I'm not going to say what I normally say because it's the Christmas show. So
Stay fresh, popcorn balls.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Jim? Do you have anything before we go?
Well, like, subscribe, ring the notification bell. But, you know, just to echo what Jerry already said, man, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody out there. We appreciate everybody who takes the time to, you know, take a listen, and especially leave a comment, throw a little like on there.
Sure.
And thanks to all the artists who've been kind enough to share their music with us for five years.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
And we still do. We hear back from a lot of those bands, and they send us some new music or whatever. And, I like to always give our listeners new music, but sometimes some bands, they keep on coming back because they got some good music. And one of them that we were going to talk about, how about our good friend Minnie Mendez and the Glimmer Stars?
Yeah. He keeps. Is that guy ever going to age?
No.
He went to high school with the folks. He looks like he's 24.
Yeah, at least.
It's gross.
Still. Love you, Minnie. We love you. Love you.
Well, they're going to have a retrospective CD coming out.
Yep.
Soon on Rumbar Records, I might add.
And a free download. Thanks, Benny. Thank you.
So there's lots of new music out there. There's lots of cool music out there. Just search and enjoy.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, why don't you take us on home there, Jim?
Shop is closed.